Hello, this is Eric.
Hello, Eric. It's Martin. How's it going? Giving you a call back over here. Yeah, checking out the profile and make sure everything went well. But looks like you have some concerns.
After I got off the phone and I did some research, basically you guys are on the exact same level as OMG National. You're not, you don't have any higher credentials than them. You're both the premium service provider. You said that they weren't, but that they are. You're in the exact same level.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're not on Google's website, Eric.
Yes,
and also I see that you looked at.
I researched them, and you both have the exact same certification. What did you call it? Not just a premium.
Premium.
Yeah.
And I looked at their website. It's not. Yeah, so it's not showing on their website, you know. So, and aside from that, I'm actually clicking on it right now, and I clicked on it earlier. Let me see here. Where's that link at? Okay, so yeah, and it says Google Partner. They're not a premium. Okay, remember I was telling you? Yeah,
no,
Google
they,
Partnership
they
is
are,
way different than
they
premium.
Are, they are a premium partner. I researched it on independent sources. And both of you guys are. You both come up as premium partners. But, I mean,
well,
this is
the updated one though, Eric, on the badge. This is the one that I'm seeing right now, the one that's on their website that takes you to the live one, is the one that shows the premium partnership. So apparently they lost it, and it's that's what it's showing. That's why it doesn't show the little premium badge. So whatever you research, maybe it's showing the old ones because some people do lose their premium partnership. The second thing that you were concerned about was, reviews, right?
I mean, both you companies have horrendous, just off the scale, horrendous reviews, really bad.
Right. So, I mean, as far as the reviews go, I mean, you tried their service and you said yourself, Eric, respectfully, that the way we went about things is way more professional. I understand that. We've been around for 17 years. We have 4.1, I believe, as far as stars, but we have way more years in existence than that company there. Okay, so, and aside from that, I mean, there's a lot of positive ones. My name is on it, too, and a lot of positive reviews. So I understand you're going to see some negative ones, and that's part of the game because when you're doing marketing, and you're working with large companies all over the nation, you're going to have some companies that I actually came across. You know, there's a lady that I signed up, I'm going to say 2 years ago. I never forget her. She's a part-time job, doggy walker, never picked up their phone. And like a month later, she didn't even give us a call when she received the PIN code verification. And then she got upset because she never received a call, but she never even like bothered to give us a call to get the process done. So she wrote a negative review. So, I mean, you have people like that that no matter how good of a job you do, they're going to go ahead and write something negative. So, I mean, it's just a matter of you proceeding with giving it a shot to, in order to find out that we do our job, okay, which is why I made myself volunteer to contact you. I'm not going to be like those other guys that are not going to respond to your phone call or I'm going to steer. I've been here for 10 years, Eric, so I like to take pride in that 85% of the clients that I signed up. They usually call back after the second month or so, and they usually want to sign up a contract with me. So obviously, we got to be doing something right, and I respect the fact that you did your research, as you should, but you're not going to have that type of experience. Matter of fact, you're probably going to be one of those five-star guys that are probably going to put a five-star review, and I hope that you do.
I'm really skeptical, and you know, I called.
Of course, and I told you that from the beginning. I already noticed. Also, I was like, man, I wonder how he ended up signing up with the other company. I didn't show no paperwork. Didn't show you like legit paperwork of signing, the terms of experience. These are things that you're supposed to professionally show a client, and I'm surprised that they didn't do that. That's why I told you. And I know you're coming off a shaky relationship. It's kind of like you're barely starting the date after the girl cheated on you, this and that, but. We're not the other company, and I get that all the time.
Let me throw one other question I have for you. Then I mean,
yeah, of course.
The issue with the red pin on the map when my memory is jogging. When they initially called me, they had the same sales pitch as the guy that transferred to you. what was that Asian guy? I forgot his name. The one who originally called me, did the whole sales pitch started with the red pin. You don't have a red pin on your map, blah, blah. And so I call back my other guy at OMG, and I'm like, I've been with you guys now for over 2 months. Why don't I have the red pin? And he's dancing around, and he doesn't have an answer. And he's like, you know, oh, did we promise you? And then he's like, oh, I'm not sure why it's not showing up. So, I'm trying to figure out, because they promised me the red pin. Your guy promised me the red pin, but you never talked about it. The other Asian guy talked about the red pin. What the Asian guy said when he got on the phone is 90% of the customers, when they do a search, they look at the map and they see all the little red pins on the map with the company name, and then they click on one. They don't go to see who's on the left column and who's on the top and who's second and third. Their eye goes straight to the
map. If I'm not mistaken, you're referring to the pin at that little arrow. That's what I refer to as the map section. I haven't heard of the pin stuff forever because I don't know if you remember, but back then they used to be called pins because they used to be labeled A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Do you remember that? They used to be labeled by alphabet. And then Google changed that to no pins. So the only reason why it shows pins is because of the MapQuest directions. So that has nothing to do with it. The pin
will I have a pin on the map?
Of course. Yeah, the only reason why someone doesn't have a pin is if you choose to hide your address, Eric. And some people decide to do that because...
OMG told me the same thing, but then after 2 months, I still don't have the pin.
Well, let me ask you this. This is going to... because we can get that pin. That pin is nothing. It's just directions to where you're at. But do you want to show your address? Or do you want to hide your address?
Of course, listen, if what the Asian guy told me is true, and it makes logical sense, because...
What Asian guy?
The guy who transferred me the call to you.
He's a mapping coordinator.
What he said makes sense, because when I personally search for everything online, that's exactly what I do. My eye goes straight to the map, and then I look to see which company, and then I click on one. I don't go to the .com. So what he said is exactly what I personally do. Some people, this if you take a course in psychology in college, some people are visual, some people are auditory, and some people like to touch things. I'm a visual person. So when I search, I see the map, and I look at it. So maybe not everybody does that. But I do that. So when he said that,
of course, we all do.
I want the pin on the map, you know.
No, well, you got the pin. The pin is part of the map section, Eric. So I feel like you kind of like confused you on that. So the pin is the maps. So you will get a pin. The only time that it doesn't show, or it just shows a circle without a little arrow, because some of them will be a red dot. Some of them will be just like with a point pointing down to it. Okay, so if you want to show your address, you'll have a point. If you don't, it'll just be a circle. But yes, you have a red circle when you're on the first page. It shows your location.
And after I sign up, how long before that pin shows up on the map?
Well, remember what I told you. We have to update your address. We have to get you, fix everything that company apparently messed up. And we have to make sure that the managing is back to us. And then the process will start. And then obviously, like I mentioned to you, that the longest it could ever take is 30 to 45 days, but you're way ahead of it. You already have certain things online. The only thing that is going to be, I don't want to call it an issue because it's not, it's that we just have to transfer over the manager, the managing of your GMB profile. And we have to do a map cleanup, which obviously they should have taken care of from the first place, but they didn't. So we have to make sure that your address is, your address is updated, and your phone number and everything, that you don't have a 800 number or some tracking number affiliated with your phone number or your address or your company online. And that's also very important. See, these are things they should have, I mean, usually you don't tell these things because they confuse the clients, because not everybody's computer savvy and they're kind of boring, and they're tedious stuff. But yeah, so I just sent you a screenshot of a live search right now. So depends what you're referring to. I assume that it's one of those. But yeah, that's part of being in the math section, Eric. You're good on that. Yeah, don't worry about that. So I mean, if you have any questions, just call me up. You know what I mean? And I'll go ahead and let me see. When was your client interview for? It wasn't for today, right?
It's tomorrow. It's
tomorrow.
At 12. So I really hope I'm gonna get the map thing and.
Get you.
You know, so you're saying that company lost their credentials. They may have had it, but they lost it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't really put too much more energy onto that company because obviously you've seen what they did and you see where it's going, and now they're just offering you new products in order to make more money out of you. Okay, we're not trying to do that, and I want to make sure that we get you.
Every time I talk to him, including just before I talk to you, he said that the service I have now is not to generate phone calls. If you want to generate phone calls, you need to do the Google AdWords. And I said to him, excuse me, every single thing that I'm paying you is to make the phone ring. All right, don't tell me that I'm not paying for a product to make the phone ring. I'm paying for a product to make the phone ring. All right, so listen, I'm not going to cancel it, but I'm really going to hold you to it. I want the pin
on
the map,
and I'm going to notate all that too.
If it's not there in 45 days, you and I are going to have a big problem.
Okay, so I get you. I mean, and I'm also gonna put pressure myself on the technicians and all that. You just gotta stay in touch with us, okay? Don't be like that lady, that doggy walker that disappeared on me and then next you know calling y'all mad and wrote a negative review when she wasn't even calling me or answering phone calls from your own clients, you know? Stay in touch. Make sure you call us when you see that pin code, and that's what would speed up the process. Don't leave your pin code on the counter or throw it away by accident, because then they gotta resend it and then it just kinda slows out the process. Okay, I'm gonna send you a link here.
You're gonna send me a Google postcard with another 5 digits in.
Yeah, if they need to, yes, if they need to, because obviously you're not verified properly. So sometimes we can do it over the phone.
The other company probably has hold of me, so they need to send me a new PIN in order to give it to you, right?
Yeah. So we'll take care of all that right there. We'll handle that part right there. The other company doesn't have to send us nothing. They're nothing to do with us. We're nothing to do with them. We're going to handle your GMB profile. And we just got to get that client interview going. That's the important part of the process. I'm going to go ahead and notate what we spoke about right now so everything is on record. And I'm sending you a YouTube video here too so you can check out to see how your client dashboard is going to work so you can actually keep track to see what keywords you're on the first page for, what leads you're getting, and all that. Okay.
Yeah,
other than that, thank you. You know.
Yeah, I want to keep track of my keywords and all. I wrote down.
Yeah. So I just there you go, and I sent you a video, so it's easier to kind of like learn how to use it. It's pretty easy though.
Right. You promised me 14 phrases. Okay.
Yes.
That's what you promised me. 14 phrases with 100 variations. Okay. I'm not gonna.
So you're good. Yeah, you'll be good. You know what I mean? So just stay in touch with us and make sure that you speak to the technician tomorrow. And if any questions, just let us know. I'll be right here. And I'll go to the account. Okay, Eric?
All right. Thank you, Marlon.
All right. I appreciate your time. Don't worry about it. Well, we'll take care of you. Okay, Eric. Have a good afternoon.